Oh, I'm just really happy to be selected in the ODI squad. Not sure whether I'll play yet or not, but it's always nice to be picked and selected and to be sort of rewarded in that way. So, yeah, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Do you feel like that you're really playing well in the limited overs forms? Like you played well for the Thunder a few games ago. Do you really feel that you're at your best now?
I think my Matador Cup form probably over the last 2 or 3 years helped me get this more so than what I've done in T20 stuff in the last couple of games. So, yeah, I've been really happy with my white ball cricket form over the last few years. We even got a victory, Matador Cup victory a couple of years ago. So I feel very comfortable in this format. I'm just happy to be amongst the boys.
You've made a few switches in the last few weeks between Test and T20, now ODI. Is it an easy switch to make?
I always find going from T20 to Test matches the hardest. You sort of have to rein it in a little bit, and then when you come back to the white ball, it's a bit easier. You can be a bit more relaxed and play a bit more fluently. So, no, it's just part and parcel of the game now. It's all a mindset sort of thing. You have to do a little bit of work beforehand before you start playing, but I think everyone has to do the same thing now, so you've just got to get used to it.
Usually when someone gets called into a squad, it's because of an injury to a teammate or some bad form, but for you, it's a good reason, Dave Warner having a baby?
Yeah, it's a great reason. So, yeah, fingers crossed everything goes well for him and Candice, and, hopefully I'll get to see the little girl sometime, but I'm sure he'll be back sooner rather than later, so I'll keep a spot warm for him while he's away.